Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Kephart, the president of American Wonder. Michael, how you doing?
I'm well, Kemp, and you?
Yeah, I'm good. First, let me introduce a little bit on your background. You've been in the tile market for a long time, spending much of your career with Del Tile, and then you've been over at American Wonder for, what, about 2.5 years?
About 3.5 years now, Kemp.
3.5?
Yeah.
And for those that don't know American Wonder, let's tell our listeners, you've got a major factory in Lebanon, Tennessee, which is right outside of Nashville, and you opened your doors in April of last year. It's almost a $150 million investment, a porcelain tile plant owned by investors out of China. So all of your production is made right there in Lebanon, and you actually put the American flag on the back of your product, right?
We did, Kemp.
And your capacity, because you have the largest kiln in the United States, is over 10,000 square meters a day, right?
That's correct.
That's impressive. Those people that study this market know that there's been a lot of movement to Tennessee in the tile industry. So you have one of the four or five large tile plants in Tennessee, right?
Yes, that's correct, Kemp. We are located about 20 minutes from the Nashville airport, 20, 25 minutes from downtown Nashville.
And just for a little bit more as far as routes to market, you sell through distribution, right?
We do, Kemp, yes.
As far as products and aesthetics and things like that, you've got, you know, one of the more popular looks is the wood look, and then obviously there's the stone look. How do you position yourselves aesthetically?
Yeah, Kemp, the wood look is still a hot-looking product in the marketplace after all of these years, but there is also a resurgence cement look market,
right,
and light linear look market. Our business is driven by fashion, of course, and for fashion, for color, for style, for design. We are all mostly digital printed, so that's a commonality with most factories, but the coloration and the style and the way we develop graphic certainly can differentiate us a little bit, and we try to keep with the particular trends in the marketplace. Many of our graphics are coming from our corporate parent company and our vendor partners in Italy, as most people source accordingly.
Yeah, because the equipment comes out of Italy. Now, let me ask you, are you set up for digital? Can you do rotogravure or just purely digital?
We have digital and other application opportunities on the production line, silicone, for example.
Okay.
So we can enhance the product in different ways and with style and with surface techniques.
Yeah, other people that know the tile industry well know that the size of your press gives you the format that you can make. Can you go to 48 inches?
We can. A 24 by 48 is capable in our pressing, yes.
Do you have any long-term plans to go to the panel business?
At this point in the U.S. market, we don't. But in our parent company in Dongguan, China, they are preparing to build a factory to do just that, to make the porcelain slab.
And prior to them building this factory in Lebanon, they didn't have a big export business into the U.S., did they?
No, they didn't, Kemp. They had looked at the market very intensely, particularly since the downturn of 2008, 9, and 10, and wanted to invest and thought it the right time to invest. And finally, we came together in 2015, and we were able to develop a business plan and a management team and a structure that allowed ownership to feel confident to make the investment finally and build the factory in the U.S. Mm-hmm.
So you've been to two covering show as an exhibitor.
Well, this is actually our third covering show.
Oh, it is. Okay.
We were in Chicago and then Orlando and Atlanta this year.
Oh, yeah.
We had a very contemporary and modern styled booth with the decorative elements and terrazzo floor and some of the trendier things that are going on in the marketplace today from a look perspective. And then in our meeting room, we had all of our more Americanized wood looks and things that and cement products that are mainstream.
Another question, I guess, is the segment that you focus on. And by that, I mean residential versus commercial. And then if it's in commercial or residential, what sectors within that sector?
Our products are applicable for residential and commercial. We've produced everything with a 4.2 EKOF, so the products can be broadly used across both segments. The majority of what we're making and presenting and promoting today is certainly going to the new home construction or the remodel segment, and maybe 15% maybe to the commercial segment.
I see. Okay. And this last topic, which is kind of a topic of note recently, with all these tariffs, especially this third round of tariffs where they've actually listed flooring products and tiles one of those products. So the question is, you know, where does American Wonder stand on this whole idea of protectionism?
Well, Kemp, the U.S. market, as you probably know and the listeners certainly know, for all the consumption of tile in the U.S., only about 30% is produced here in the U.S.
Right.
So we see and we feel a great opportunity for more U.S. manufactured, high quality, competitive porcelain tile in the marketplace. And so the investment for the U.S. market is for the U.S. market. There was very little imported before from our parent company, though some was imported very little. Mm-hmm. And their main focus and the main focus of our management team is penetrating and growing our market share in this growth market, and porcelain tile in the U.S. is a growth market.
Right.
And that's our objective, and that's the objective of ownership.
Yeah, actually, I think tile is second behind LVT is in the growth category, right?
Only behind LVT, and we hope we can grow on that in the future, yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, interesting. And are your owners happy with business so far?
Well, I think from an ownership perspective, of course, they want us to grow faster. They would like us to grow faster with their investment, but we are trying to grow in the right way. We make a very good quality product. We're very competitive, and we're focused on service for our customer base, so we've got a lot of market challenges, like a lot of our peers, with labor and domestic freight and even some of the import costs coming from China on the West Coast and also from markets like Spain on the East Coast. But we see growth. We know the growth is there. We must work hard to penetrate, starting from zero and growing into something.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, we've built a beautiful factory. It's quite productive, and we're making great product, and we are penetrating the market, and we're growing our business.
Okay, great, Michael. It's good to talk to you and get an update on what's going on with American Wonder. Again, been talking to Michael Kephart, the president of American Wonder, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.